Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe joins us each week for WBFO's Behind the Bench. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
Well, four games since we last spoke, wins against Calgary and Toronto, losses to the Rangers and Wild. A recent trend has the team falling behind early, often giving up early goals and then battling back. I don't imagine that's a trend they want to continue.
It's a very bad trend, and in the modern NHL, if you fall behind early, goals are at such a premium, chances are you're probably not going to come back. In a lot of these games, they've been behind the eight ball. But despite all of those bad starts, the Sabres, they've showed some resiliency, and they have six wins when they're trailing after two periods this year. They have four when they're tied after two periods. And I think you judge this season differently because it's such a different kind of season coming out of a rebuild. Some low expectations in many ways, and one of the things you can take out of this season is that they've become a resilient bunch, and they can do some good things late in games. And one of those games, Monday's game in Toronto, they were terrible early. It's a Maple Leafs team that's the league's worst team. They just gutted their roster recently, a cast of unknowns, and the Sabres should have beat them up, but they didn't. They fell behind, but they came back late. It was a nice win for them to come back from a two-goal third-period deficit, to get goals from some of their most talented players like Jack Eichel and Evander Kane, and to have Sam Reinhart win in the shootout. That was a nice win for them in many ways. And the Rangers game Tuesday, they fell behind 3-0 by early in the second period, and Dan Bylsma made the goalie switch. He took out Robin Lehner, who didn't like being yanked, and he put in Chad Johnson, and they really responded to the move. For the final 30 minutes or so, especially the final 20, they were all over the Rangers. They were buzzing. It felt like they were going to tie the game. And that was probably some of their best hockey in the last few months here. And I think they were disappointed they lost, but I think they felt like they almost deserved to win that game.
The two young guns, Eichel and Reinhart, have been impressive in this recent run. Reinhart had that shootout winner. Eichel has 3 goals, 5 points in the last 4 games. That top line with Evander Kane is becoming more and more dangerous.
For a week or two here, they've been a legit top line. I think we've seen Jack Eichel kind of find even another level offensively. He hit the 20-goal mark. He's a rookie teenager, and he's starting to look already like a guy who could have a point a game as soon as next season. And Sam Reinhart, as we've talked about many times on this show this year, his development has been rapid. And all season long, he's been scoring goals from the net front. It's kind of a new position from him. I think he has 9 of his 18 goals in front of the net. He's not an overly big guy. He came up known for his playmaking abilities, but it's something he adjusted to, he embraced, and he's thrived with. And in the last couple of weeks, we've seen his playmaking skills really come to the forefront. He's had some just terrific plays, not merely passes, just great plays where you see all his talents, his soft hands, the anticipation, the way he reads the game, those kind of things. And he's had some great assists, and he's found another level in the last couple of weeks here.
Another line that's been clicking lately is Brian Gionta, Marcus Foligno, and Johan Larsson.
They've probably been the Sabres' steadiest line going back to early in the winter. They've been together for a while, and I think they do a little bit of everything well. They can play against the opponent's best line. They can chip in the occasional goal. Marcus Foligno, we've really seen his offensive abilities recently with some nice goals. Johan Larsson, he was the Sabres' number one center at this time a year ago, and he really thrived in that role. And out of the gate this year, he just did nothing offensively. And Larsson has 3 goals in his last 4 games, and he had 3 goals in his first 57 games this year. And Brian Gionta, he's at 37. He's in a different stage of his career. He only has 8 goals. And I was just talking to him about how he's adapted, and this is kind of what he was early in his career in the early 2000s with the Devils. He was a checker, and eventually became a scorer. Now he's adapted and just back into being a checker, and I think he likes the role. He's still playing about 17, 18 minutes a night, and most 37-year-olds don't have that kind of important role.
Sabres play in Montreal tonight. They're home against Carolina on Saturday. We'll talk about those games and more next week on Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.